AircheckDownloads.com.
Every week, American Top 40 is heard in the 50 states and around the world on great radio stations like KCPI, Albert Lee, Minnesota. All new, all hits, 108 WBCY, Charlotte, North Carolina. Adult hit radio, WNER, Live Oak, Florida. And Celaya, Mexico, Stereo Ray. Back at number 40, we heard them debut with their latest hit called 1-2-3. Now here's the recent number one song by Gloria Estefan and Miami Sound Machine. This week at number 36. Anything for you.
Anything for you.
Anything for you. Gloria Estefan and Miami Sound Machine. Their recent number one smash falls from 23 to 36 this week. Coming up, a man who blackmailed Rolling Stone magazine. He's a new star who's so cocky, so sure of himself that he said, "The only way you get an interview is if you put me on the cover." That story on the way.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
These are the hits ranked by Billboard magazine.
Number 35.
His next singer started out in the late 60s in San Francisco. He was an original member of the Steve Miller Band. Then in the 70s, he went solo and released albums like Slow Dancer and Silk Degrees. His latest album's called Other Roads, and he's traveled up our countdown with the single Heart of Mine. Here's Boz Skaggs.
One day.
Boz Skaggs and Heart of Mine holds at 35 this week, third week in the survey. Counting down the week's biggest hits, I'm Casey Kasem on American Top 40. Well, now we're up to the new star who's so confident, so sure of himself, he told Rolling Stone magazine he'd give him an interview only if they'd put him on the cover. The man who blackmailed Rolling Stone is Terrence Trent D'Arby. Now, Terrence is 26 years old, an American originally from New York City, but he moved to London a few years ago and he made it big. Last year, he became the thing in Britain. But now that he's starting to conquer his homeland, he says he's tired of publicity and interviews. Quote, "I've done it all in England. I'm bored with it." So recently, when Rolling Stone approached the new pop phenom, he spelled out his terms. No cover, no interview. Well, to get one of only a few interviews Terrence Trent D'Arby has granted to American journalists this year, Rolling Stone gave in. He's on the cover of the June 16th issue. But if you think that was a bold maneuver, read the article inside. It tells some of the outrageous things D'Arby has said about himself. He told one writer, quote, "I'm a genius, point blank." He said his album, The Hard Line, according to Terrence Trent D'Arby, is the most brilliant debut album from any artist this decade. Unquote. On another occasion, Terrence said his first album is better than Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which some consider the best rock album of all time. Confident or what? Well, Terrence says there's a reason behind his arrogant boasting. He says, "As a former journalism student, I have some idea what makes good copy. I knew that when I boasted The Hard Line was the best debut album, the reporter would be sure to quote that. That statement was dying to be a headline." End of quote. So don't let him fool you. Terrence Trent D'Arby knows what he's doing. Here in the countdown, he sure does. His second top 40 hit moves up six notches this week to 34. Terrence Trent D'Arby with Sign Your Name. Sign Your Name and move up six notches to number 34. Terrence Trent D'Arby signs his name to that one. He wrote it, the follow-up to his number one hit, Wishing Well, as the countdown rolls on.
The hits from coast to coast.
AircheckDownloads.com.